Today's episode is sponsored by our friends at Dwell Differently. For a fun and unique way to memorize God's Word, visit dwelldifferently.com. Now, on to today's show.
Stories are important because they are meaningful. And they are meaningful because they are memorable, powerful, and they personally connect us with each other. In this podcast, we take names, faces, hopes, and dreams of people of all walks of life. We are diverse with ages and races. You will have the opportunity to hear these stories in their own words. We believe your story and God's story will intersect with the stories of others. God's story is revealed through scriptures. Your story is revealed through experiences. Their story is revealed in life events. Our hope is that through this podcast, we will recognize that God uses every part of our stories, even the messy parts, to bring glory to Himself, draw His children close, and call others into His family. This podcast is the perfect intersection between your story and God's story. We believe you will leave here inspired, encouraged, and challenged to share your story with the world. Welcome to the Scriptures and Stories Podcast with your host, Rashawn Copeland.
Let's tune back into the book. Let's move forward just a little bit. I'm over here on page 50 now. Like, I'm looking at nothing changes if nothing changes.
Yeah, for sure.
I absolutely love this part of the book. And it's really going into Tim talking about opportunity blocks. And I'm looking through some of the things that cause us to miss opportunities in our moments. And one is social media overload. Can we get an amen out there? Somebody getting convicted right now, right? I know I did a little bit, but then we got too much news, distracting entertainment, toxic relationships, nutritional deficits, which I think that is really great. But I think what really hit me is a physical stagnation at times. Especially there's moments where I allowed my health to get out of line in 2020, had a herniated back disc, you know, a disc in my back was terrible, dude. And yeah, it really spoke to me how literally exercising can be so simple. And like, absolutely, just getting out, walking the dog, playing with the kids, whatever.
For sure.
But Tim, which one speaks to you the most? And what do you feel like you can encourage our audience with when it comes to making these changes in our lives in order to experience the moments that we need?
Yeah, I think for each of our listeners, they'll have something different that resonates and sticks out to them. And I would just encourage those listening to us with this truth. What is easy to do is also easy not to do.
Wow.
And so as we are going through this journey of life and we are seeing the things in our life that God brings to the surface and that He really is extracting and pulling out of us that may be easy tweaks, we'll think to ourselves, oh, I'll get to that later. I'll work out later, or I'll change my diet, or I'll do these things later. And someday becomes no day.
Wow.
And months pass, years pass, time passes, and these things are still the same. And so, you know, I think this is the connection that I love about both of our books.
Yeah.
You have to start where you are.
True that.
And so with it and discovering what it is that God desires and designed for you to do, you have to start where you are. Yeah. Success only occurs in our life when our vision for where we are going is bigger than our excuses.
Woo, say that was so nice. You gotta say it twice. Go ahead, one more time, bro.
Success only occurs in our life when the vision for where we're going is bigger than our excuses. And sometimes our excuses are so much bigger than the vision that God gives us or the picture that we have in our mind for where we're going, that we become really hindered and blocked by the prison that we've built for ourselves. Wow. And there's no one or nothing that can limit us more than we do. And so as we are going through this process of discovering what it is that God designed for us to do, we have to look at the small areas in our life so that we can make those tweaks, we can make those changes, we can make those necessary shifts to become who it is that he created us to do. Amen. And so big, big moments are changed and defined in small tweaks. Mm-hmm. And so these small tweaks, such as, you know, being consistent, these small tweaks, such as not pushing stuff off to the last minute, these small tweaks allow us to see the big momentum swinging changes that we desire to see, but they happen in the small. Great things come from a small place.
Powerful. Great word, brother. Great word. I love that. With that being said, Tim, I would like to ask you this. When starting where we are at the beginning of the day, how do we capitalize on our first moment in the day? Like, what does that look like for you? And also, what do you think would be our best bet? How do we start that first moment off right?
Yeah, for me, I start my morning off with something I call the first 15.
Gotcha.
And so before I put my feet on the ground out of my bed, I take the first 5 minutes to just listen to the voice of God. Mm. Just take the first 5 minutes to listen to the voice of God. I take the second 5 minutes to read scripture.
Okay.
And then I take the last 5 minutes to pray about what I just heard and about what I just read. And so that 15 minutes, it helps to shape my day. It helps to frame my mindset. This is what I've come to learn. The first voice that I listen to determines the direction of my day. If I hear my voice first, it pales in comparison to the voice of God.
Amen.
And so my voice has to be the second voice that I hear, because when it's the second voice, it's repeating and echoing what the first voice has said.
Yeah.
And so the voice that we listen to determines the destiny we experience. Yeah. If we listen to our voice, if we lean into our voice before we do the voice of God, we lean into a lot of our feelings, we lean into a lot of our emotion, we lean into a lot of what we desire to see and make what God desires secondary. And we have to switch that. We have to listen to him. We have to read our word. We have to pray about what we just heard and what we just read. Amen. So that we can have the right direction for what God desires for us to do.
Beautiful, bro. Beautiful. And would you say, what would you say specifically if I'm beginning my walk with faith? We got a lot of even the next generation on the podcast, mm-hmm. young influencers, things like that. But and some just coming to Christ, but what does it sound like to hear the voice of God in the morning? If they don't necessarily fully understand how to hear God's voice, what would you say to help them distinguish what's God's voice and what theirs voice? What is that one of the enemy? Yeah,
that's a great question. I think, you know, there's a couple of ways that we hear God's voice. The first and most practical way is through God's word.
Amen.
You know, the second way is through the Spirit of God that lives on the inside of us. The third way, which is also a little more common than the last one, is through other people. And so when we hear teaching, when we hear preaching, when we hear people walk us through scripture, it helps to build our faith and confirm the things that we read in scripture or hear from God. And so, you know, one of the scriptures that I lean into really, really heavy is faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God.
Yeah.
And then the fourth way, which is not that common, but some people, you know, have experienced it, is the audible voice of God. And so, you know, for us, those four ways, man, are indicators that we are hearing from God. And the voice of God, like I said before, always leads us to peace, even when it's something that we don't want to do. There's been things that God has asked of me that I did not want to do, but the spirit of peace always followed. And so, you know, even with his word, if the scripture doesn't bless us and blister us, then it is not his word.
So explain that blistering, because I know people know you can do all things through Christ. He has this peace that transcends all understanding. But share with them about the blistering aspect of God's
word. Some of the blistering is when it tells us to love everybody, and there are some people who you don't want to love. There's some people that make you mad. There's some people that frustrate you. There's some people that intentionally do things to get up on your skin. And scripture still tells us to love thy neighbor as thyself, right? That's a blister right there, boy. And so, but then we also read things like Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, that says, now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. It's a blessing to know that the power that I am searching for is in me. Wow. And so that's what I mean by scripture both should bless you and it should blister you. Yeah. And if it does one or the other more than the other, then that is not sound scripture.
Love that. Absolutely, Tim. Great word. So from here, I want you to talk to us a little bit about how do we capitalize practically on moments, even in our own household? So for instance, if I'm a husband, I'm struggling even with my wife or with my kids, and I just want to find a way to capitalize as a man in the moments in my home, or even you can speak to the moms out there, but what does it look like to capitalize within the home, the moments, and not waste those moments? Yeah.
Absolutely. So the thing that we have to understand as we are living our lives is there is no such thing as balance, right? Mm. Nothing in our life should have equal balance, right? So our family shouldn't have equal balance to what we do. Gotcha. What we do shouldn't have equal balance to how we spend our time with other people. So there is really no balance, but there is priority. And so what I do with my family, because my family is my first ministry, is I prioritize them right beneath God. And so my wife, my son know my first priority is my relationship with God. My relationship with God gives me the effort, gives me the wisdom, gives me the know-how to treat my wife and to treat my son. Amen. And because I spend time with him, he allows me the opportunity to see how I can make the most out of spending time with them. Yeah. And then once I spend time with them, then I begin to do the work of the ministry. And sometimes, you know, we get so busy doing the work of the Lord that we forget the Lord of the work. Whew. And so, you know, for me, it's understanding that my wife and my son are my priority right beneath God. And when I spend time with God, when I spend time with them, they fuel me to be able to spend time with other people. And so I want them to get the best of me, because at the end of my life, when I'm laying on that bed and I'm taking my last breaths, I won't be doing that in front of a church. I won't be doing that in front of a ministry. I won't be doing that on a live stream. I'll be doing that from the intimate relationship of my family.
Beautiful.
You know, and so I want to pour the best version of me into them, because at the end of this journey called life, they will be the ones sitting around my bed, watching, holding my hands, praying for, worshiping Jesus for the life that I've lived.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. I love that, brother, so much, the priority aspect. And it's not about balance, it's about priority. And I think about it like this, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. You're really sharing that you have this sort of, putting God first prioritizes him over everything, which fills you up. Your cup runneth over onto your family, then out into the ministry. Praise God for you, bro, because there's been a time I've been running on empty, because I chose to go the other route, prioritizing ministry over my family and even over God at some time, which is sad. But honestly, I feel like I failed in many ways during my journey at this. And I'm so thankful we have men of God like you writing books like The Power of 1440, making the most of every minute of your day. Make sure you go grab this, guys. I'm telling you, go listen to the audiobook today. You did a phenomenal job, Tim, at doing the audiobook as well. So if you're not a reader, go listen to the audiobook, because I know you're on podcasts. You consume audio content. Go grab this book. I'm telling you, you will not regret it. You will not regret it.
You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. And now, a message from a network supporter.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you want to memorize more of the Bible, but struggle to actually do it? Dwell Differently has developed unique ways to help you memorize one Bible verse each month. They take the first letter of each word in a verse, create a cool design, and then put that design on a key tag, a note card, or a temporary tattoo, letting you take God's word wherever you go. How great is that? Every month you'll receive a kit in the mail, along with screensavers and downloadable coloring sheets. They also post daily inspiration on Instagram, share weekly devotionals on their website, and host a podcast, all meant to help you apply this verse to your life. If you're just getting started with your faith or long to go deeper, Dwell Differently is a great way to start. To join their monthly program, visit dwelldifferently.com. That's dwelldifferently.com. Now, back to today's show.
I would love to ask you, bro, with these moments, mm-hmm. how can we become really well at, because I hear people all the time saying, give me a moment, or I need a moment. Mm-hmm. How can we use, even maybe we have 2 seconds before we go into the house after a long day of work, and how can we effectively use 1 minute if we have only 1 minute to transition into that next thing? How can we do that well for 1 or 2 minutes? How can we spend a moment well?
Yeah, I think, you know, the way that we steward our minutes determine what we prioritize. And I hear people say all the time, I need more time. I need more time.
Yeah.
My response is always the same. You don't need more time. You just need to prioritize the time that you already have better. And so, you know, when we think about that, how can we squeeze each minute to create God breathe upon moments where we leave those moments knowing, okay, that was special. And, you know, when we are intentional with the time that we steward and the time that we spend, we can create those moments.
Yeah.
And so one of the biggest misconceptions that we have is that we can manage time. And, you know, I really believe, man, it's super hard to manage what you cannot control. Mm. You can't control time. You can't tell time to stop. You can't tell time to go. You can't tell time to wait. You can't tell time to speed up. And so if you can't control time, what can you do? And it's steward it. And so we can steward the time that God gives us versus try to manage it. And when we steward it well, man, it really extends and gets the most out of those minutes so that we can discover, see, live out the life, man, that He has designed for us to live.
Love it. Amen, brother. Amen. And I want to ask you this as well. So let's transition just a tad bit more. When you speak at the end of the book, it was more around just moments of general. I just remember hearing the story about being at a Starbucks. There was a Starbucks, mm-hmm. I think in Florida, where
one person
had paid it forward and paid for someone's drink. And then it just became this this after effect where everyone was doing it for almost a day, 23 hours later.
And yeah, man,
what does that look like for us? And yeah, share a little bit about that. What's your thoughts around that?
Yeah, so it was a story of this lady who decided to pay for the person's order behind her. And the person behind her decided to reciprocate the same thing for the person behind them. And this generosity became contagious, and it became this movement of people literally paying it forward for the person behind them. And I think for us, you know, living this life and walking out this journey, how much it blesses us to be generous and pay it forward for someone else. It's one thing, it's one feeling that we have to get gifts. Like, all of us love to get gifts. All of us love to receive gifts. But it's something super special about being able to bless someone else and being a part of the story of them receiving the gift that they receive that adds value to our life.
Wow.
And what I found is oftentimes, if we're not careful, we focus more on the gift that we're giving more than we do the recipient that's receiving it. Mm. And at the end of it, the reason for generosity is to move us beyond ourselves and to be a blessing and to pay it forward for someone else so that they catch a hold of that generous spirit and do the same for other people. Yeah. In Proverbs, there's a scripture that says the world of the generous gets larger and larger, and the world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. And my prayer is that God would continue to expand our world and our influence, our reach, because of how generous we are in our ability to try to help people connect with that generous spirit.
Amen. Amen. I love how you end the book that way too, right? Yeah. Like being generous with our moments, even with our time, if not resources, you know, I think that makes all the difference. Now, Tim, I would love to ask you this as we get ready to close out here. Like, I got one more question after this question. Really quick, take us. Well, matter of fact, there's someone out there and they're Tim at that low moment, you know, from the standpoint where you just had a moment left with your dad that you didn't know was going to literally be your last moment. What would you say to someone who may be in that same situation? They have a loved one either on their deathbed or they're ill with COVID-19, all this stuff is happening. What would you say to someone to really capitalize on something which could be the last moment and treating those moments? And well, you know, so yeah, if you catch what I'm throwing down there.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, none of us know really what tomorrow looks like, right? Mm-hmm. And so we have an expectation, we have an anticipation, we have an idea, but none of us really know what tomorrow looks like. And so a lot of times we spend our days either in the regrets of our past or in the hopes of our future, not really making the most out of right here and right now. And when you think about it, we're thinking about yesterday, right now. We're thinking about tomorrow, right now. And so those that are listening and you have family members that are, you know, going through issues with their body and going through the various issues of life, or you may be going through those issues, I would say to you, be grateful for each minute and each moment that God allows us to live, because it's something special about gratitude that brings us back to what's really important, where we stop looking at our life from the perspective of all of these things are wrong.
Yeah.
And gratitude brings us to the point where we can look at all of these things that God is doing. And if you have nothing else, you can live off of a memory of what God has done. And so that's what I try to do now. I have days where I miss my dad. I have days where I miss the conversations that we used to have, just his presence. And every single time I'm reminded of God's faithfulness and the opportunity I now have as a father to make that type of impact on my son.
Beautiful.
And so every time I feel myself slipping back into that mentality of, man, all these things are going wrong, I intentionally make an effort to try to serve someone else. Because when I serve and when I develop the attitude of gratitude and thankfulness, it brings me out of that place and positions me where I can see God's hand in everything.
Beautiful. Where you can think beyond yourself, right? Beautiful, man. Love that. So, Scriptures and Stories podcast, what is that verse of the day for you? That verse, that life verse, that verse that just clings to you and you cling to it, that you can share with us today, bro?
The one, man, that I think really ties it all together would be Romans chapter 13, verse 11 and verse 13. And the Message translation says, but make sure that you don't get so absorbed and exhausted in taking care of all your day-to-day obligations that you lose track of the time and doze off, oblivious to God. Wow. And verse 13 ends it with, we can't afford to waste 1 minute. And so, you know, that would be the verse, man, that I think would best tie up this, you know, podcast that you have done such a phenomenal job curating and putting together. And I'm just honored, man, to be on here and to be a part of it, man.
Awesome. Thank you, Brother Tim. And I can't just let you go from here right now. I got three rapid questions I need to
for
ask
sure.
you.
Absolutely.
I only do this to my favorite guest. So like,
yeah, I'm honored.
Okay. And I want to know, I sincerely want to know. So the first question, if you can be anywhere in the world with your family that you haven't been yet, where would you go and why?
With my family, it would be that I haven't been yet, Turks and Caicos Island, man.
Okay.
It's absolutely beautiful. I've been there by myself.
Okay.
I have not been there with my family, but the reason why is because it is one of the only places that I have been to that you can walk out about a mile into the ocean and the ocean is just flat, it's level, there's no big waves, and it's beautiful. Crystal blue water, it's white sand. What? It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that sounds phenomenal, bro. Text me that place and I'll pray about that for the next 8 years.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Awesome. Love that. It's going to be hard for me to go with 3 and 3 now. But love that.
That three-peat, that back-to-back-to-back. You was that Chicago Bulls, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro. 2-3. No. Love it, man. Hey, but here's number two, bro. Here's number two. Outside of the Bible, what's the most influential book you've read outside even your book, brother?
Yeah, the most influential book, which is super special to me. So the first book that my dad gave me was a book by John Maxwell. And it was the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. And so he gave me this book, man, as a little boy. And, you know, I was blessed and fortunate to have Dr. John Maxwell do the foreword for this book. And so it's a full circle moment for me, man. So that would be the one that really marked me and really shaped me. And then the second book after that would be another book that my dad gave me the following summer called The Millionaire Next Door. And he was really big on making sure I was informed and educated on how to be a blessing to the body of Christ and to the kingdom of God.
Yes, and you truly are. I can say that from firsthand experience. You truly are a blessing, bro. And my team, everyone that has even been able to be involved with, you know, just our partnership and things like that, it's been an honor, bro. I would like to ask this as the third question, though. Let's get into
man,
this.
For sure.
So, if you had a choice to go to any restaurant, you know, any type of food, what would it be? And like, what would be that meal that you would choose? I mean, I need the main dish. I need the side. I need all of it, the entree, the dessert, and the drink.
Absolutely, man. So, you know, there's a couple. So there's a tie. So I'm a foodie, man. I love food. I love food, and I love good food. So there's this wing spot here in Florida. They got them in South Florida. I think the closest one to us is like South Orlando, which is like 2.5 hours. So I can't get there on a regular basis, but it's called Duffy's.
Got it.
And they have the best chicken wings, man, that I've ever had in my life. So I get them crispy, you know, medium with ranch. And so that would be one of them. But then there's another, if I want something a little bit more special, I'll go to this restaurant called Prime 112, man, and get a nice ribeye steak, the macaroni cheese, and a Caesar salad.
Woo! And what's the drink?
Soda water with lime, man. That's my drink, man. Love soda it. Water with lime, man. That's my go-to, baby.
There we go, brother. Well, guys, we heard from Tim Timberlake today. The book, his book, go grab it right now. Snag it from a Barnes & Noble, Amazon, anywhere you can buy books. The Power of 1440, making the most of every minute in a day. Guys, go get it now. And if you're not a book reader, jump on Audible and listen to the book right now. I'm telling you, I really enjoyed it. I'm going to actually listen to it again. I'm reading through it, but I'm going to listen to it again when the time is right here within the next few months, because I know this book is timeless. It's about time, but it's timeless, that we all need this message. So thank you, Tim. I appreciate you, your ministry, and just your friendship more than anything, getting to know you even through late night text and whatever, you know how we do it, bro. But it's really been a joy. I appreciate you, brother.
Man, I appreciate you, Rashawn, and I count it an honor and a privilege to be able to share these minutes and moments with you on this podcast, man. So thank you for having me on, bro.
Likewise. I'll have you back on ASAP. Come on.
Thank you, man. Be honored.
For listening to Scriptures and Stories with Rashawn Copeland. For more information about this show, visit ConvergePodcastNetwork.com.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.